This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But they could care less.
Do you think Donald Trump mentioned somebody going in buying all sorts of ammunition? Should the amount of ammunition somebody buys get them extra scrutiny?
Again, you're going to an area that doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, but he's running for the nomination, so, and you've endorsed him.
That's not the issue. I mean, if we want to save lives, let's look at Chicago, okay? You got every federal gun law in the books right now. Drug dealer with a gun, 10 to 20 years. Criminal gang member with a gun, 10 to 20 years. Felon with a gun, 5 to 10 years. This federal government, that Attorney General Janet Lynch, they're not enforcing any of the federal gun laws. They're letting it happen night after night after night, and they're being given cover by the elite media like the New York Times that writes a 5-page story and has one little paragraph.
We're going to end it there, Mr. Lapierre. I'm sorry.
Let's get the bad guys off the street, attack the terrorists, and leave the good guys alone.
Well, you know, Scott, there's so much about this, this debate that seems, fairly reasonable. That if we had reasonable people in a room, that you could hammer out some of this stuff and do so in a way that makes sense. We talked to Dr. John Laud in the first hour about the statistics. I mean, the facts are really clear, is that when people are able to defend themselves, crime drops off. I mean, when you have that empirical evidence. Okay, so what do we do here? I mean, you're kind of like trying to overanalyze some of this stuff and complicate it and look at the minutia of how many bits of ammunition somebody buys. Well, what somebody might consider as lots of ammunition, like if you go in and you buy 4 boxes of ammunition. I know the local Walmarts for a while there, you could only buy 2 boxes. Of ammunition, is a couple hundred rounds. But if you went in there and, bought, is 500 too much? I mean, when does it become too much that all of a sudden, the flags start going off,
Yeah, and I think part of the problem is that they need to start being honest with the guns that they're trying to ban.
Honesty? Oh my goodness!
Because they always point to the AR-15 and they act like it's some sort of fully automatic.
Tom Brokaw said it's a 14.
Well, but that's just it.
He was just one short of the truth there.
They act like it's an automatic weapon, something that you have in the military, and they're not. Those guns are illegal. You cannot buy an automatic weapon.
Right.
Hey, those are already illegal. Mm-hmm. So it just looks scary. Yeah. it just looks like a military weapon, but it's a one pull of the trigger, one bullet.
Yeah.
And you can't ban those. Those can't be banned just because they look scary.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like it's a fully automatic machine gun,
right.
And that's how they talk about it.
Right.
Well, these guns are only made for killing. That's not what they're made for. Right. I mean, obviously, guns are made to they're a tool of destruction.
Yeah.
But that's not all you use them for. I go out with my dad and my uncles and we shoot targets.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go plink around. It's good therapy, And for me, and I enjoy that. But again, it's just if we get caught up in a bucket of gum on this deal, we really don't arrive at any solution. The conversations I've had with many people who are anti-gun, I'm going to go, okay, so you're in trouble and your life is threatened. Who are you going to look for? And you're looking for the police. Why do you look for the police? Because they have a gun. Well, if you had a neighbor who had a gun, would you go knocking on the neighbor's door if you had the time to do that? I would do that. Well, so,
They also, the Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia and the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Exactly.
It's two separate things.
Well, the Ninth Circuit says they're against even the concealed carry. So they're unilaterally making a decision. Of course, this discussion and debate will continue for our Second Amendment rights. And I say, bring it on. Let's have the conversation.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for that Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray disc, by all means, send me an email, bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address, okay? It'll make it easier when you are a winner, 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 and we know where to send it, okay? bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, with all that has happened in Orlando, is this going to shift the 2016 presidential race? Maybe you ask yourself. Well, Jeff Stevens is with us. He's a 2016 political analyst and author of Rogue Mission, a Jordan Sandor thriller. Jeff, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, we got news out of the Trump campaign. I mentioned earlier that we've got a little change of the guard here. Some see it as a big pivot with the Trump campaign, with the letting go, some would say firing of Corey Lewandowski. And now the rise and declaration of Paul Manafort, which I think many of us thought would be the case anyway, because Manafort, being the seasoned veteran that he is, Donald Trump is going to need to rely on Manafort more and more.
I think that's true. And I think it is a good move for Trump. I mean, from his perspective, he needs to get this campaign in order. He needs to be behaving a little more presidentially. And, I mean, there are some real opportunities here for him. Some as a result of great sadness and tragedy, but the fact remains that he's a strong candidate and he projects a strong image, but he's got to do it in a meaningful and responsible way.
He's got to stay within his wheelhouse here, Jeffrey. I mean, it seems like when he gets out of his wheelhouse, out of his strength areas, then he gets goofy. And and it just makes everybody nervous. I mean, like you say, the point that he could have taken, and he still has the opportunity to do, is that it delineates a clear and distinct difference between himself and one Hillary Clinton, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. I think there are two major points here that you're bringing up. First of all, I think it's problematic that he does not listen to advice and that he shoots from the hip. This late in the game, you can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you could talk about lazy Jeb Bush and crooked Hillary and all of that, but now he's the presumptive candidate, and he's got to be careful about how he positions things, especially after a tragedy like we had in Orlando. That's number one. Number two, instead of making mistakes like taking a position about people having guns in the nightclub, which even the NRA has to then go against, mm-hmm. he should be attacking the fact that this administration, which included Hillary Clinton, has not done anything to degrade ISIS and is not winning the war on terrorism, which just came out. The president's own head of the CIA has said
exactly
that. I mean, I write novels. I write thrillers about the CIA. This is unthinkable that he came out and Brennan comes out and says, you know, the president's not doing a good job. I mean, that's essentially what he did. And then 51 diplomats who are appointed by the president come and say, you're not doing the right thing in Syria. These are opportunities for Trump to become presidential and to go on the attack against Clinton and the two terms of Obama. And instead, he makes mistakes, and he can't have that. So Manafort could be very helpful.
Well, you make an excellent point there, and that is that, you know, the Democrats and Barack Obama keep giving Trump ammunition, but he's using the wrong gun.
That's right.
He doesn't know how to take that bullet and make this policy that was, again, reinforced by President Obama. And Hillary said, hey, well, I'm going to continue on the same trajectory as President Obama, so this is why you want me. Oh, really? I'd make her own the incompetence that John Brennan brought out. His own CIA director brings out about this president, how disconnected this administration has been from radical Islam.
Absolutely. You know, when Obama originally ran, I'm talking about the first election, he ran on a platform that trumpeted the fact that George W. Bush had made mistakes in the Middle East and that he was going to pull out of both Afghanistan and Iraq. He stands now to become the first president in the history of the United States to be at war the entire 8 years of his two administrations. The only president in the entire history of this country, 250 years. And the media, of course, gives him a pass on that, but that is what Trump should be talking about. Trump
exactly.
should be talking about the fact that in 2012, Obama said that he was not going to do anything about Syria because that was internal politics, but he was drawing, quote, a red line if Assad used any bunch of chemical weapons against civilians. Guess what? A year later, he kills 1,000 innocent civilians with sarin gas, and Obama does exactly nothing. So the world is laughing at us. It's a weak administration. That's where Donald Trump should be going. That's where the attack should be.
Exactly. And here it is. Not only do you have, you know, the military aspect component of his administration, you also have the economic one. When in your lifetime, Jeffrey, has there been a president that has not been able to turn the economy around, you know, within 12 to 18 months?
I know. It's incredible. And they have these fuddy-duddy numbers where they claim that unemployment is down. That's because they don't count people who left the workforce and have given up looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, anecdotally, I look around, I see an economy in stress. Wall Street is making money. Big deal. That's not Main Street. And no one's talking about that. Everyone is saying, oh, isn't this wonderful? Unemployment is down. So if the mainstream media is going to take that position, Donald Trump has got to be telling a better story than that. He's got to get Mr. and Mrs. America out there saying, wait a minute, this is nonsense. These numbers aren't real. We don't care that stocks are going up on Wall Street. That's not helping us. Mm-hmm. We need to put food on the table.
Yeah, stocks have gone up, thank you very much, $6 trillion of printed money that we're going to have to pay for somewhere down the road. And who's going to pay for it? The stock market wins and we the people lose because they, in essence, took that money and they wrote it on our back, off our backs.
Absolutely. I so completely agree. You know, the future for our children, our grandchildren, and the generation after that, they're going to be saddled with this incredible debt that no one could even understand. So no one talks about it because we can't even fathom what $1 trillion, for example, really is. But in order for Trump to win those independents, in order for him to bring over these people who think he's too far to the right, he's got to win the hearts and minds of poor people in this country who want something better for their own children and their own grandchildren. That's what he's got to be appealing to. You cannot perpetuate a welfare state and have this country continue to thrive. And that's what he has to be talking to.
To me, Jeffrey, I think there's a component that has been missing out of Trump is that you get angry Trump, but there's also that charming Trump that's got lost in translation because of these things that he's passionate about and these other things that he goes after that are out of his wheelhouse, like you and I touched on at the beginning, is that, you know, people need to see that part of him that is very likable, that is very charming. And that has not come out in this campaign at all. And I don't know, we may be too late to really realize it because people have already made up their mind. What do you say?
You know, it's a shame. Long before he was running for president, I've had dinner with Donald Trump. I've run into him in Florida on different occasions. He's a nice guy. He truly is. On a personal level, he is. I know people who work for him. I don't know anyone who has a bad thing to say about him that's worked with him. He's done charitable things. He's done things for New York City. I mean, the story about how he redid that skating rink that the
yes,
city
exactly.
was going around
right.
with for 2 years. But the press doesn't talk about that. They don't want to hear about the good stuff about Donald Trump. And exactly. When he makes mistakes, like he made with these comments about the guns in the Pulse nightclub, that's the kind of thing that Manafort's got to sit him down and say, listen, at some point you have to start paying attention to advisors here.
Exactly.
You know,
well, Jeffrey, we're out of time. Jeffrey Stevens on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
To D.C. bureaucrats, you're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun aligns up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast!
Your program, your calls. Your opinions. Bill Martin. Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you, America, huh? I know, we're going to talk Olympics. That's why we got a little Rio music here. But we're actually looking beyond the Rio Olympics to 2020. And I'll tell you about this in just a moment. We've got a special guest with us, Jordan Wendell. He's an Olympic hopeful from Morrisville, North Carolina. But let me give you a little background here. TD Ameritrade, again, teams up with the U.S. Olympians to support and mentor the next generation of athletes. You heard us talk about mentoring with Tommy Thompson earlier regarding his book. Well, leveraging its relationship with the United States Olympic Committee, TD Ameritrade is the only official sponsor to match U.S. Olympians with up-and-coming athletes who have their sights set on competing in the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. I know we got Rio coming up, but, you know, behind that, we got more games coming. They come every 4 years. Well, in coordination with the USOC and the national governing bodies, and four 2020 U.S. Olympic hopefuls were identified as top athletes in their sports and surprised with a special message from TD Ameritrade delivered by a U.S. Olympian. Each hopeful will receive mentoring, education, and training opportunities, as well as a trip to Rio to cheer on Team USA and experience the games firsthand. With us right now is Jordan Wendell. He's an Olympic hopeful from Morrisville, North Carolina, and he was selected. He was one of the selectees, and what a special opportunity, Jordan, for you to be able to, you know, get this kind of, you know, mentoring, huh?
Thank you, Bill, for having me. Yeah, it's very exciting for me to have a mentor like David Budaya and actually given the opportunity to go to Rio and experience the whole Olympic experience.
Have you ever been to an Olympic game?
No, I haven't. So this will be the first time. And hopefully I do, I will be able to qualify because I am at the Olympic trials right now in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, TD Ameritrade has given me the opportunity to go. No matter what the result is here.
Okay. Well, okay. So there's still going to be some possible participation in Rio, not just 2020 then.
Yes. Because this, actually Tuesday it will be the first day I compete, the individual men's 10 meter platform. So there will be a prelim, semis, and finals, and hopefully I will be able to make it to 2016 games and actually represent the United States. But no matter what, I will be able to go because of TD Ameritrade.
Well, how cool is that? And ladies and gentlemen, Jordan is all of 17 years old. He's a very, very young man. And for him to, you know, get some tutelage and mentoring from U.S. Olympian David Budaya in diving, what a special opportunity for you, Jordan. I mean, this really helps get you to that next level and reinforces just how important mentoring is, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. He gives me tons of advice, some tips on, like, how to stay focused during competitions and just taking my dives one dive at a time so I don't, you know, think too far ahead or think negative and just try to perform the best that I can.
Well, you, along with, three others, a total of four youthful athletes. You got Tia Jones, who's age is 15, and she's matched up with U.S. Olympian Shante Lowe for track and field. Damian Thomas, 16, and U.S. Olympian David Oliver in track and field. And then Sylvia Binder, age 16, and U.S. Olympian Mario Zagunas in fencing. I mean, the future looks bright for the U.S. Olympic team, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm really excited and very thankful for TD Ameritrade for this opportunity.
Yeah, so what do you think about this next generation of Olympians that are there? I mean, we've got a great team going to Rio, a lot of hope and prospects there, you know, for what's going to be coming up here in August. You know, we just can't wait for it to get underway. You know, we've got some real good representation for this country, right?
Yeah, I think all the competitors that will be going to the Olympics have a great chance of medaling and hopefully even winning. And the up-and-comers, you know, obviously like me as well, have a great chance as well, which is why we have mentors to help us along the way, help us during the journey, and hopefully we can reach our goals.
Now, is this the first time, I know with TD Ameritrade getting involved, but is this the first time that this type of mentoring program has taken place?
I think another time was the Sochi Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in the past, but TD Ameritrade helped with that as well. But this will be the first time for me to actually be able to experience this with them and be able to kind of like operate with them. So, yeah.
Now, have you had a chance, Jordan, to talk with Tia and Damien and Sylvie and ask them about their impressions of the program?
No, I haven't been able to be able to connect with them recently just because I've been so busy with summer school as well as training, obviously, you know, for the Olympics and getting ready for trials. But hopefully I will be able to connect with them and just, you know, get their opinions on this and just be informed and connected with them.
Well, a U.S. Olympic high jumper, Shante Lowe, has competed in three Olympic Games. And as I mentioned, she's mentoring 15-year-old track and field standout Tia Jones. Jones, along with other hopefuls, will travel to Rio and get an opportunity to attend the opening ceremony, experience the Olympic Games firsthand without the pressure of competing. And Lowe says, I remember my first Olympic Games. I didn't know what to expect, and I was in shock when I got there. I mean, the immensity and all the adrenaline that must be flying around the Olympics, it has got to be absolutely unique, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Being able to actually go there and actually experience it, you know, this Rio trip will get me closer to my goal, as well as it will, you know, no pressure during the competition or for the competition, and I will be able to focus on my event and, you know, not really be overwhelmed by the Olympic experience.
Well, it's not like you haven't competed. I mean, you know what it is to compete. But, yes, in a situation like the Olympics, it is by far the biggest stage that you will have ever competed in, right?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I have competed against a lot of amazing competitors over the years. But being able to say to actually compete at the Olympics and experience that, you know, it's something you can't even explain unless you're actually there.
Well, TD Ameritrade is featuring the U.S. Olympic hopefuls in a campaign designed to raise awareness about the tools and support available to help investors pursue their goals. While the 2020 U.S. hopefuls have a singular focus of someday competing in the Olympics, TD Ameritrade supports all investors working toward their own someday goal, whether it's sending children to college, buying a dream house, retiring on a beach, or maybe even getting involved in the Olympics, because there's plenty of room for people to get involved in the Olympics, whether it's on the field or as cheerleaders and as a support enterprise for what, you know, our faithful Olympians are doing on behalf of the USA. Right, Jordan?
Yeah, you know, Bill, TD Ameritrade helps anyone reach their goals financially and in sports. So it's a great way to, you know, like I said, reach your goals and move forward and, you know, kind of look forward to the future.
Well, Jordan, I know for you the focus, and you mentioned that a couple of times, the focus is so important, and right now it's the Rio Olympics 2020 down the road as well. But what about long-term goals for one Jordan Wendell?
Well, when I retire, I want to have enough money for me to do something other than diving. I don't know if I will be, I would say, diving after college, but, you know, it's a mystery right now.
Yeah.
And I do want to try to invest a little bit today so that in the future I'll have enough money for me to do something fun.
Exactly. I know it's a little comical to talk about retiring at the age of 17 right now, and it seems like so much is ahead for you. So I can appreciate your perspective. Jordan, where can people go for more information?
People can go for more information to tdameritrade.com. They can, you know, find some more information about me and all the other athletes.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Yeah, we kind of need help from our friends, huh? Our mentors. That seems to be the theme of the day, whether we're talking with Tom Thompson and his book Kickstart, talking about mentoring. And that's the beauty, you know, is that every mentor needs a mentee. Every mentee needs a mentor. I've been blessed with mentors throughout my life in every journey step that I've experienced, and I'm so blessed to have them in my life. And I know Jordan is being blessed greatly through this program by TD Ameritrade, and his mentor David Bodia. So what a great opportunity for them. And I do want to remind you that for more information, if you want to follow up and see what is happening with these Olympic hopefuls like Jordan and the others that we talked about, you can follow along with the hopefuls and the TD Ameritrade sponsored U.S. Olympic athletes on social media using the hashtag like you. Okay, hashtag like you, and stay on top and follow them as hey, we're all getting ready to go to Rio. Why not? Hey, it is time for Phil Hotzenpiller to join us. Phil and his wife Tammy have started and founded an exciting church. And exciting on many ways, and more importantly, what you look for in churches is God's authentication. And God will authenticate His choice for a church body with miracles and signs that follow. And that has been the case, and I know in talking with Pastor Phil and with Tammy, it is such a humbling honor to be used of God so dramatically the way they have been. Pastor Phil, how you doing?
Well, great to be in touch with you again and speaking about some relevant topics.
Well, exactly. And I got to tell you, I miss you. I've been away from Southern California, but I'm going to be heading back there in a couple of weeks. I've got to stop in Ireland first. I've got to, you know, go find this little white ball that you kind of hit around this green grass stuff. So I'm going to go and do that for a little bit, and then I'll be heading west, and I'll be there with you and Tammy the end of the month. And, you know, before we take a jump over to see how the daughter unit is coming along with her pregnancy, because little Jackson is due somewhere around the 1st of August. So, you know, from there,
wow,
we'll make the jump over there. But, you know, lots of fun. But, you know, as I was mentioning, you know, God has just been authenticating yours and Tammy's ministry in such big ways. And I know you just came off a big weekend with Gordon Dalby, who we had the honor to speak with, and the message that he brought to the men for a time such as this, because our culture is longing for, you know, for men to be part of the recipe here.
Oh, no kidding. And I think especially in a time where things are challenging for everybody, mm-hmm. you know, there are times in political seasons where it's challenging for a certain philosophical worldview. But right now it's challenging for everybody across the board. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the times where you really see God move in some really powerful ways. I think it's a time where you'll see true leaders rise up. And I don't mean on the political scene, on the upper level. I mean on the foundational grassroots scene, where you'll see people really, really demonstrating the character, the knowledge, the wisdom, what Daniel was referred to as having an excellent spirit will yeah. come forth in these days.
Well, I got to tell you, Pastor Phil, this morning in my reading, I came across Proverbs 1:23-28, and this was quite sobering for me, because at times I wonder, though many would say that our country is being judged in the spirit of chaos that has enveloped our country right now, some could argue that we're being judged. But I found this one to be quite sobering, and I know you're familiar with this. This is, if you had responded to my rebuke, this is God speaking, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me.
Hmm. Yeah, those are very, very sobering words. And I was just reading kind of a parallel passage maybe for that. It was Hosea 11, mm-hmm. 1, where it talks about, I desire to have you as my children, mm-hmm. and you would not. And I think that is, that's the heart of the Father. And the heart of the Father is for us to respond, because he does know what is best for us. And when we do that, then we put things back in sync. And, you know, many of the things that you see, the cycles of, you know, let's say sin, blessing, you know, cry out to God, that you see in the book of Judges are yes. the ones that are repeated in our individual lives and national and global dimensions as well. And I think for us, you know, it's what do we need to do to get in sync with what God has said in his word.
Exactly.
And then begin to bring his kingdom here to earth. And, you know, that's the one thing that we've really tried to do, Bill, is to, how do we bring what Jesus said, you know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How do we bring as much of that here as we possibly can? And do I got time for one quick story here, Bill?
You know, we've got a couple of segments to do here, so it's a matter of you have time for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, not too long ago, a guy from Jordan immigrated to this country. He became a believer, been a part of our church, and fairly new in his faith. And his son was going through some challenges, and came through him nicely, and our student ministry ministered powerfully to him. And in gratitude, he donated to us a 1963 Thunderbird
oh, wow.
that he wanted to give to us so we could either sell it or raffle it to buy a van for our student mm-hmm. ministry. But that's not the beauty of the story just starts there mm-hmm. because we raffled it yesterday at Father's Day. The guy who won it was a man in our church who was cured of stage 4 melanoma.
Oh, wow.
When he won it, what he did was he said, don't sign it over to me. Let the church keep it. I'll lease it back from the church for $100 a month, and then you can raffle it again next year. And he said, God has given me so much, I want to keep giving.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, so, and that's what happens when people, when they're touched by God in such an experiential way and heart. You cannot give back enough. I mean, you're just so mm-hmm. so blessed and so appreciative of what God has done for you, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a spirit of generosity that has been true, you know, in many people's lives and in our nation. And I believe the way to turn the tide is, you know, good does triumph over evil, and love does override all the bad in the world. And it may seem like there's no route to do that in our current environment with, you know, threats, you know, locally and abroad. But I really do believe that ultimately with the wisdom of God, with the love of God, and with our tenacity, and that's it. You've got to have a tenacity not to give up, not to let, you know, bad guys win. You've got to have a tenacity to even love the unlovable. And when you do that over a long period of time, I believe your chart goes up and to the right. And I think that is the call of God on all of our lives.
Well, it's that call. You know, I keep saying it's that call that echoes through the ages in that conversation that God had with Caleb, you know, after Cain's sacrifice was not accepted. I mean, God told him very simply, and he said it to all of us, that, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, that echoes through the ages, and it's like, listen, people, this is what, you know, God has given us the formula in one sentence, and that right is his right, his righteousness. If we're consistent with that, like you say, his will be done and be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, then, you know, all these things, our families, our country, our lives, our dreams can all get back on the right track. Our conversation with Pastor Phil Hotzenfeller continues. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention everyone, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, 3 hours from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. It's Bill Martinez coming at you, and our conversation with Pastor Phil Hotzenbiller continues. Phil, of course, the senior pastor, the founder, he and his wife, of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills. Pastor Phil, you know, a lot of people, and I say would say in the general market, the secular community, according to one of the latest Gallup polls, is saying, you know, where is the church in terms of their position and their voice into the chaos that's happening in our country today? You know, they're basically looking to the church for answers, and is the church stepping up? Did you hear me here, Phil? Did we lose him? I think all of a sudden I heard some weird beeping, and anyway, let's see if we can reconnect here. But as I was, what I was referring to was a Gallup poll that had come out probably about eight, 9 months ago, and there was a clear report that came out in this, and that is that which I found to be quite ironic, you know, where the sentiment has been, hey, look at, you know, you got this war on Christianity going on right now in our culture, and let's not deny that. I mean, it seems like there's wars all over and people are in denial, whether it's in the Middle East, and it's certainly here culturally where, you know, the Christian faith is under grave attack at every turn. And I know some people are going, wait a minute, you know, do I have to convert, you know, and become a Muslim so that maybe I can have a little peace here? You know, I don't know, but I think it's quite ironic that, as I draw mention to this this poll from Gallup that says, you know, the general market is saying, hey, look, we've lost our moral compass and we need to hear from the church. So I take that as what we would say in the business parlance, that is a buying signal, you know, from the general public saying, hey, look, we want to hear the church's voice. And I think this is an opportunity for the church in wisdom to be able to speak to the questions that they have. Don't you agree, Pastor Phil?
I do agree. And I do think that the church remains sometimes too silent because sometimes leadership, and I'm talking about on my level leadership, fails to realize the appetite people have for truth, the mm-hmm. appetite they have for righteousness in their land. And deep down, every one of us, we know what's missing.
Yes.
And while we might move in the direction of convenience or comfort, we know that that ultimately is a recipe for disaster. And we must, you know, rise up with a strong, clear, clarion tone message that people can do something with. I mean, I think everybody's tired of five ways to have a better marriage and three steps to loving your kids. I mean, those are all great truths that we need to know. But what does the Word of God say about times as that we live in today?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are asking for, I believe.
And I think part of the opportunity in this is what I'm hearing more and more, Pastor Phil, is people are just saying, I want peace. And I think we underestimate the power of peace and the kind of peace that Jesus said that he's giving to us. It's not peace by the world's definition. It is a supernatural peace that is beyond anything that we can imagine. Isn't that so?
It is, you know, and there's a Greek word, eirene, which means peace. And it doesn't mean the absence of conflict. It means calm in the midst of storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have peace apart from, with conflict going on at the same time. Let me illustrate that with Psalm 23. Here the shepherd leads you through the valley of the shadow of death. He then places you at a table of abundance. But remember, you're surrounded by your enemies.
Yes.
And then that psalm closes with, and goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And those mixing of metaphors and the challenging kind of construction of that psalm, while it's an object of beauty, no doubt, for those who identify in the faith community, those who don't, but sometimes we don't step back long enough to realize what it's really saying.
Exactly.
It's saying that I'm taking you through conflict. It's okay. It's what he said to Peter when he said, Satan's desire is to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. You would expect Jesus to say, I'm not going to let it happen, but he doesn't say that because the refining of one's character and faith is mandatory for our eternal position in heaven one day. This is laboratory. This is just workshop area down here on earth. We're getting ready for an eternal weight of glory.
Well, you know, the Bible says he who knows their God, and that knowing is by experience, to your point. We've gone through the journey, and we've seen every step of the way that God is sovereign, he is faithful, he's loving, he's a good God, and it all goes well in the end. And the peace that Jesus talks about, I like the way one of my friends referred to it. He said, no loose ends. You know, God is so sovereign. It's not like, you know, we're operating in the theoretical. You know, God knows the beginning from the end. It's all happening according to his plan. All is well. And it's well with us, like, you know, like the writer of that great song. It is well with our soul when we surrender ourselves to the sovereignty and the will of a loving and mighty God.
Well, think about the Hebrew word shalom.
Yes.
It technically means nothing missing, nothing broken.
Mm.
And when you experience shalom, you experience nothing missing, nothing broken. And then it radiates through every dimension of your life, because Western thinking has to do with, you know, we want to put everything linear. But in Hebrew thinking, which is Eastern thinking,
mm-hmm.
it looks at the entire holistic kind of man and says, when you have shalom, you have peace in your home. You have peace in your world. You have peace in your job. You have peace in your physical body. You have peace in your soul. And nothing is missing in any of those dimensions, and nothing is broken in any of those dimensions.
Isn't that cool? I mean, and this is the totality of God, is its body, mind, and spirit, all operating in accordance with his plan, perfectly aligned with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I mean, it's powerful stuff, Phil.
It is, and let's just take it a step down the road, and that is John 17. And Jesus said, when he's praying to the Father, he said, I pray that they will be one as you and I are one, and that you return unto me the glory which you have given me, do I give unto them. Now think about how revolutionary that thought is.
Yes.
He says, the world will believe when they see your unity, but the glory that you gave unto me, I give unto them. See, we're carriers of God's glory. It's not for our glory, but we are carriers of God's glory, that we might, you know, we might just emanate and speak forth the great God. that we serve, because we're like we're like a motor home. If you think about it, we're like a temple that's always on the move.
Mm-hmm.
We house the presence of God, and everywhere we go, we radiate this presence of God, because He lives in us and through us, and we live for Him.
Wow, that is so powerful. If we could begin to apprehend that, Bill, and that, you know, could you imagine the world? You know, the world that could change. I mean, you know, we're called out to take this message, take this glory from Jerusalem, Judea, to Samaria, the uttermost parts. And we all have our Jerusalems and Judeas and Samarias, the uttermost parts. And you imagine us being able to take the power of that truth and the power of God's glory out into the worlds that God's called us to, you know, get in our motorhomes and enjoy and to share His glory. I mean, boy, what a catalytic event that could truly take place.
Yeah, and you know, the world's hungry. You know, here's an interesting stat. 82% of the people surveyed who did not go to church said they would come if someone would invite them.
Mm. Just that simple.
82%. It's that simple. Yeah. But what we do is the enemy works on us on assumption, and we assume that nobody wants to hear the message. So we don't tell, but speak the message. Mm-hmm. Well, if you never speak the message, if you never make the invite, who's going to come?
Exactly.
So I think it's really, God always puts it back on the church. The church has a responsibility to carry out and fulfill the mission that Jesus started when He was on earth.
I think it's interesting in our humanity, and we see this active, you know, getting into the political perspective for just a moment, within the Republican Party and even the churches, you know, people say, hey, we need to broaden the tent, we need to bring more people in, and then people get annoyed because their favorite seat is taken up by a newbie. You know, it's like,
Well, the disciples fought over it too. I mean, think about that. It, you know, no one's exempt because we have the human condition.
Yes.
You know, and everyone's looking for a simple answer. You know, the one candidate who solves all the problems. And I'm reminded of Elton Trueblood, the Quaker writer, who I really, really enjoyed all of his writings while he was alive, and now that he's gone. But he said, simple answers to complex questions are bound to be wrong.
Mm, yes.
You know, and everybody wants a simple answer. Let's get a quick fix. There are no quick fixes. You didn't get into this, you know, quagmire of complications economically, politically, and religiously in one day. You're not going to get out in one day.
Exactly.
You're not going to get out by one powerful speech. You're going to get out by you work a system that's clearly prescribed, that makes sense with the wisdom of man, the wisdom of God.
Well, this is why the 2016 election could be most important. We're talking Supreme Court judges. One for sure, now it's being reported, Clarence Thomas could be retiring. That's going to open up another seat. Boy, I'll tell you, the future of America is hanging in the balance here, Pastor Phil.
It really is. It really is. These are exciting times because we get to see God work.
Amen.
That's what I love about it. Instead of being a doom and gloom, man, I just say God is at work. Hold on, see what He's going to do next.
Get ready. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder, senior pastor of Influence Church out of Anaheim Hills. Pastor Phil, is always a blessing to be with you. This is Bill Martinez. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.